Congress is back at work after a two-week break. Much of its unfinished business now must compete with the growing distraction of next fall's midterm elections. Control of both chambers is in doubt. The Senate already is debating an energy bill with a new sense of urgency because of the news from the Middle East. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Just hours after Saddam Hussein announced Iraq was halting all oil exports for 30 days, or until Israel withdraws from Palestinian lands, Republican Whip Don Nichols was on the floor of the Senate yesterday urging his colleagues to fight back.
Are we going to vote to increase domestic production, or are we going to allow Saddam Hussein to be able to suffocate the world economy and certainly the economy of the United States?
The Iraqi leader's latest move in the turmoil in the Mideast seemed to have re-energized Senate Republicans. For weeks, they'd been struggling to rustle up enough votes to attach an amendment to the Democrats' energy plan to permit oil drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR. Citing the Iraqi oil cutoff, Alaska Republican Ted Stevens warned his Democratic colleagues the country's national security is at stake.
If, God forbid, by Thursday, Friday this week, we have a full-blown embargo, and we have the gas lines that we all remember from the 70s. I do hope that we'll understand this bill has to be considered, the ANWR amendment adopted, and the bill sent to the president as soon as possible.
And yet, after more than 2 weeks of debate on the energy bill, the Republican backers of the ANWR drilling amendment have still not introduced it for a vote. Democratic Whip Harry Reid gently suggested that that may be because the measure's sponsors are up against a hard reality.
There's been some focus on the fact that there aren't enough votes to pass this legislation. There is some realization we can't produce our way out of the problems with petroleum products.
Democrats say the energy bill's emphasis should be on conservation and developing alternative power sources. But the party is far from presenting a united front on these issues. Before the spring break, some Democratic senators voted against raising fuel efficiency standards. And the Sierra Club has reacted with ads like this one heard on Michigan radio stations.
But instead of supporting a 21st century energy plan, Senators Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow bowed to the auto industry lobbyists and chose not to require Detroit to make more technologically advanced and fuel-efficient vehicles. Please call Senators Levin and Stabenow.
But energy is only one of several contentious issues before the Senate. The White House is also pressing Democrats to give the president fast-track trade negotiating authority. Last week, Mr. Bush announced he wanted the measure, which he calls trade promotion authority, taken up by the Senate no later than April 22nd.
The Senate asked to give me trade promotion authority, and I expect him to do so. I will use it to expand commerce and work for higher-paying jobs for American workers.
A spokeswoman for Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle says he intends to bring such legislation to the Senate floor by Memorial Day, a deadline more than a month after the date dictated by the president. Before then, the Senate must consider a budget resolution featuring a 13% hike in Pentagon spending, the biggest defense increase in 20 years. Democrats have been reluctant to challenge that increase, but yesterday a Republican, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, complained the money spigot is wide open again at the Pentagon.
I want to warn Secretary Rumsfeld about waste. Big budgets breed waste, and the Pentagon has shown a world-class reputation for waste and mismanagement.
And a showdown may be coming over the White House's refusal to let Homeland Security Czar Tom Ridge testify before congressional committees. Ridge has only agreed to meet informally with lawmakers. Joe Lieberman, the Democrat who chairs the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, is holding hearings on making Ridge's job a cabinet post overseen by Congress.
If Governor Ridge refuses to come, I'd obviously try to do everything I can short of a subpoena to convince him to come. But if I had to, I'd ask my committee to subpoena him.
The House, meanwhile, is expected to act soon on pension reforms stemming from the Enron debacle. House GOP leaders also want to make the tax cut passed last year permanent. But it's in the Senate, the only major part of the federal government not controlled by Republicans, where most of the battles will likely be joined in the weeks ahead. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.